वैलेट एंड प्रीपेड पेमेंट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, वैलेट एंड प्रीपेड पेमेंट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, प्रीपेड पेमेंट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स आर कॉमनली रिफर्ड एज अ वैलेट्स, ओके, एंड आर पेमेंट टूल्स दैट अलाउज द यूजर्स टू स्टोर द प्रीपेड वैल्यू एंड यूज इट फॉर पेमेंट्स. PPI played a major role in India's early digital payment payment revolution, especially between 2014 to 2018, before UPI becomes dominant. Now, what are the prepaid payment instruments? What are these? These are a store preloaded monetary value. Money is already loaded into by debit to your account and loaded into that card, that is preloaded value, okay, that is wallet, which can be used to purchase the goods and service, pay bills, utilities, transfer funds, withdraw cash, and use in transit system. The prepaid payment instrument PPI may be issued by the banks, non-bank entities, maybe NBFC or fintechs, corporate institutions for closed loop PPIs. Types of PPIs nowadays is RBI classifies the PPIs into three categories. One, small PPI, where minimum KYC PPI is minimum KYC is required for this PPI. This is designed for the small value. So maximum balance will be 10,000 and yearly credit limit will be 1,20,000. So no cash withdrawal is allowed and it is only used for mobile recharge, in-app purchase, and low-value online transactions. Second is a full KYC PPI. Full KYC PPI that requires full KYC compliance as per RBI norms. Here, the maximum limit is 2 lakh. Cash withdrawal is permitted only by the bank issues the PPI. Yeah? And this can be loaded via bank transfer, credit card, cash up to 50,000 annually. And use cases in valid payments such as transit card, that is metro buses, corporate card, prepaid shopping card, or gift cards, you can say. Now, closed loop PPI, third one, closed loop PPI means it is issued by the business for use only within their own ecosystem. That is, example, Amazon gift card, the Shopper Stop gift voucher, or food court card, or a campus cash card, or fuel fleet cards, etc. Within themselves, only it can be used after issues. And the key features that it is not regulated under PSS Act. If usage is restricted, it cannot be used for cash withdrawal and no interoperability. The key features of the wallet consist of its convenience and ease of use. Because you can use it as a QR based payment, bill payment, or quick top. Oh, quick top up for auto recharge also. Merchant acceptance is also another feature. Wallets are accepted at online store, offline, food delivery, cab, etc. Faster checkout is a single click checkout, right? So no need to enter the bank details repeatedly. So loyalty rewards is there, cashback points, merchant specific promotions are there. PPI and UPI are compared here. You can very well refer to it. Advantage of PPI consists of instant transfer, faster checkouts, useful for the low-value micropayment, ideal for transit systems, then safe way to limit the spending, reduce the card exposure on online platform, and works in particular partially offline environment. Limitations, it is limited interoperability, then not ideal for the large value transaction, load limits and usage restrictions, KYC compliance challenges, UPI overshadowing the small value wallet payment, and fees may apply for add money using the credit cards. AEPS, Aadhaar enabled payment system. AEPS, Aadhaar enabled payment system. Aadhaar enabled payment system is bank-led biometric-based payment system developed by the NPCI. Objective is to enable the bank banking access, enable the banking access in rural and remote areas, and it facilitates the cash withdrawal for the beneficiary of the government schemes. It reduces the dependency on physical bank, promote the digital identity based on transactions. It supports the interoperability between the different banks. It reduces the cash handling and it strengthens the last mile banking delivery. Now, key features of AEPS consist of Aadhaar-based authentication, no need for the card or mobile, interoperability, and transactions through the micro ATMs also possible for cash deposit, cash withdrawal, balance inquiry, mini statement, etc. And the real-time transaction happens because AEPS transactions are processed instantly and routed through the NPCI. Then services offered under the AEPS consist of cash withdrawal, cash deposit, balance inquiry, mini statement, Aadhaar to Aadhaar fund transfer, and authentication services. AEPS transaction flow, if you look at, the customer visits the business correspondent at micro ATM. It provides the Aadhaar number and select bank, provides the biometric authentication or fingerprint. Then business correspondent device sends the request to NPCI for Aadhaar verification. NPCI routes the transaction to the customer's bank. Bank validates the approve and reject transaction. Then BC, that is business correspondent, receive the confirmation and disburse the accepts cash accordingly. This secure flow ensures the minimum fraud risk and high accessibility. Benefit of AEPS consists of financial inclusion because it enables the access to the banking without card, smartphone or internet, right? Then direct benefit transfer, that is DBT delivery. It supports withdrawal of the government benefits like PM Kisan, MNREGA, wages, etc. Then low transaction cost. Cost effective for the banks and customers also. It's accessible at the remote areas and easy to use also. Challenges consist of biometric issue. Sometimes faded fingerprints like senior citizen workers, biometric device failure or network outage affecting the business correspondent. Then fraud risk will be there, fake fingerprint molds. Then unauthorized BC agents, social engineering scams, limited services. It cannot perform full-fledged banking tasks. It depends. And finally, the dependence on Aadhaar seeding, that is failure to link the Aadhaar to the bank account, blocks the AEPS services. Now, BBPS, Bharat Bill Payment System. Bharat Bill Payment System is India's integrated, interoperable and centralized bill payment ecosystem developed by NPCI under mandate of Reserve Bank of India. Its objectives are to enable the interoperable bill payment across India and provide the standardized customer service, customer experience. The reduced reliance on cash physical collection collection centers, then promote the digital financial inclusion. It offers multiple payment channels, ensure transparent pricing, and provide an efficient and grievances redressal framework. Key features of the Bharat Bill Payment System consist of its interoperability, wide biller coverage, omni-channel access, means bills can be paid through mobile banking, internet banking, UPI, wallet, ATM kiosks, or retail agents or business correspondent and micro ATMs. Instant confirmation for every BBPS transaction, it generates a uniform instant receipt and then secured, and it is tagged secured and standards and available 24/7/365. The transaction flow in BBPS is, first, customer initiate the bill payment via app agent, then it sends to the BBPS central switch, that is NBBL. NBBL routes the request to the relevant BOU, and BOU fetches the bill details from the biller, and customer pays using the UPI cards or wallet or cash. Payment confirmation is sent instantly via NBBL. Biller receives the settlement from bank and customer receives the receipt with reference number. This is structured process ensuring accuracy, transparency and standardized service quality. Advantages of BBPS consist of one-stop platform for bills, instant confirmation, multiple payment option, digital receipt of transaction history and convenience of both digital and agent-assisted modes. For billers, it is automated reconciliation, wider reach through the multiple COUs, and faster settlement, lower cost of collection. For bank and fintech, it is revenue from the transaction, improved customer engagement, and standardized integration. Now, NACH, National Automated Clearing House. National Automated Clearing House is a centralized electronic clearing system implemented by National Payment Corporation of India. It facilitates the bulk, high volume, recurring transactions such as salary credit, subsidies, dividend, pension payment, loan, EMIs, insurance premium, etc. Then, objective of NACH is that NASA system was developed to provide nationwide standardized platform for high value payments, replace the fragmented ECS system, improve settlement speed, enable automated and recurring transactions, support DBT for government subsidies, and strengthen the security authentication and audit trails, ensures the faster dispute resolution. Then, key features of NACH is that it is a nationwide coverage. It supports both debit and credit transactions, NACH credit for bulk payment like salary, pension and subsidies, and NACH debit for collection like EMI, premium and bill payment. Standardized merchant debt mandate format, there is a standardized format and faster settlement. High automated and strong security standard. How NACH works? The mandate creation is the first part. Mandate verification is the second part. Then third one is a transaction initiation. Fourth is NPCI processing. And fifth is a settlement. Very simple process. Then finally, customer account get updated and confirmation is received by the customer by SMS or email. Now, benefits of NACH consist of, for customer, automatic payment reduces the missed EMI, convenient and paperless. For corporate, efficient bulk payment and collection reduces the operational cost, faster reconciliation and improves the cash flow management. And for the government, it is efficient subsidy disbursement, prevents the leakage and fraud and tracks the payment success failure easily. Limitations are also there because it mandate verification delays the banks, failed transaction due to insufficient balance, mismatched Aadhaar bank record, dependency on the bank system update, and the customer complaint regarding the unauthorized debits, and NPCI continues to improve authentication and dispute resolution. Check truncation system, CTS. Check truncation system is an image-based check clearing system implemented by RBI to improve the efficiency of the security and the speed of the check processing. Objective of CTS is speeding up the checks clearing across the India, reducing the cost of operational efficiency, enhancing the security in check processing, eliminating the risk associated with the physical movement of check, increasing the transparency and auditability, and enabling the standardized check format CTS 2010 and improving the customer satisfaction with faster credit. Advantages is that checks typically cleared within T plus 1 reduces the float time. Then lower operational cost, no physical transport cost or lower staffing and logistical requirement. Enhanced security reduces the fraud due to the high quality images and verification. No risk of the checks tampering during the transit. Improved customer satisfaction, better fraud detection, etc. CTS and traditional clearing. is compared here, and you will find that the check movement in traditional clearing is a physical, and in CTS it is electronic image. It's a speed 3 to 7 days it takes for clearing, whereas in CTS T plus 1 day, that is transaction day plus 1 day, it immediately gets cleared. Fraud risk is very high in traditional clearing, and in CTS it is a moderate because it is image based detection. Then cost is very high for the traditional clearing and low in CTS. And uniformity is a regional for the traditional clearing, and for the CTS it is pan India. And customer experience is slow in respect of traditional clearing, and in CTS it is fast and predictable. Regulatory framework for the payment system. Regulatory framework is controlled, or it is regulated by the legislation, which is Payment and Settlement System Act 2007. And the Payment and Settlement System Act 2007 is a foundational law governing the payment system in India. Role of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is apex regulator for payment system, and regulatory role of NPCI. That is, although NPCI is not a regulator, it acts as a system operator for several payment systems. Regulations of major payment instruments, then key RBI guidelines governing the payment security, consumer protection regulations, then regulation of the fintech in payment ecosystem, and lastly, this is internal standard benchmarking. With this, we complete our discussion on the payment system in retail banking. Thank you very much.